Audição. According to Rashi, it implies not only an Isser, that the Isser is not allowed to eat more. It implies an Isser that the Keir is not allowed to be married inside Kumo. According to the Ramban, it doesn't imply an Isser that is incumbent upon a Kayan to be Mahir. It only implies an Isser that is incumbent upon the Tzar. But both agree, Rashi and the Ramban agree, that there is an Isser implicit in this passage against a Tzar in the tomb. Now the question is, why do the Torah have to mention other passage? So I think that I just started for my father. I don't want to be attributed to my father, but I think with what my father said, we can understand the purpose of the additional Azov. In other words, there is an Isser, the Chozali Chokidesh is an Isser against the Maizak. Isser is not allowed to be Echokon. Just as there is an Isser that one is not allowed to eat the veil, is not allowed to eat the veil. So in many ways, there is an Isser, the Tzar is not allowed, the Maizah is an Isser. This Isser, according to Rashi, it's Oser, it implies an Isser, even for a Kayan to be Machlezah. So what kind of an Isser is it? According to Rashi, a Kayan is not allowed to be Machlezah. There is no Isser to be Machlezah. So, let's say, if I would be machil previously veilus to another Jew, so I'll be even with me there. But there is no special Isser. Here, according to Rashi, there is an Isser implicit an occasion to be machil. So that Isser is based upon the halacha of Nidu. Because achilas trumo, shias trumo, sichas trumo, dovo shedalkilosim is Nidu. That's the mitzvah in Tzeilin, to be Nechal Adikeyen, to be Nishta Adikeyen, to be Nisar Adikeyen. So it's Nidin. So here there is an Isser that the Torah mentions, not to abuse, not to profane the Truma. That's why the Torah uses the Lashon B'Yechal, not to profane, not to abuse. I would say that Yechal here really means not to abuse the Kochet Bnei Yisrael. Because there are two Isurim. First of all, there are two Isurim involved in Isar in Truma. Certainly, according to Rashi, there are two separate Isurim. Because according to Rashi, if he came in Machil Truma to Isar, he's even a Mitzvah. Apart from with me, even. You see, let's say, according to Rashi, suppose a Kayan will be Machil a Isar, a Truma. He'll be even that Isser in the Chalas Kachim Yisrael. Insofar as the love of the Neva is concerned, if that all right, it's also to be Machel Yedayim. So, we say who is Sachil, so it's another Isser. But the love of the Neva will not be even. Here, there is an Isser to be Machel Yedayim. So, in other words, that means there are two Isser. One Isser is implicit in the love of Chozal Yehokesh. And for that love, there is Malkus, and there is a few Fishbish Alayim. That's an Isser that implies the Maizachir is also. The Maizachir is like, so it's the same kind of Isser like Achilas Chilev, like Achilas Kosov the Cholom. The Maizachir is also, like Achilas Pidu, like Achilas Neitzer. The Torah says, V'yishki Echal Kinesh Mishgogo, V'yosav Chamishisiov, V'yosav Lakenes HaKenesh. So in other words, so if Izar eats Trumo, if Izar is Jesse Trumo, if Izar is Soch, Bishemish of Trumo, so he's Chaye Bekerem Chemesh. Not because he was even allowed to call Zal Yechu Kedesh. Because Zal Yechu Kedesh implies an Isser against the Maizishtiye, Maizachile. Siche does not constitute a Maizishtiye. But in the Hefze, in the consumption of the Hefze, so the consumption for Siche is considered like a consumption for Siche. In the Hefze is the same kind of consumption. So the Mele, And the Chiyuv Kehamechemesh is based upon the fact that it was consumed, not in the way it was needed. It was needed to be consumed by a Kehen, and it was consumed by Zah. So the Torah says, in concluding it, the reason is why there is a Chiyuv Kehamechemesh, So, two things are implicit. One is an Israel of Tevel. But then, and they shall not abuse. That's why there is a Chiyuv Kehamechemesh. Because the Torah does not want the Truma to be abused, to be consumed, not in accordance with the way it is needed. So, that's why the Rambam mentions both right now.
Yud Gimel Iyar Hashanah Tav Shin Mem Beis, May 6, 1982, please.
Sikha Kisir, now the thing says, no excuse. Vehen Yeh Shvei Salko Dav Vidam. So that's why they are Tomei Tumes needed. Because even though they are Zoriya, and go Tfile, but they are Zoriya, in Hilchas Nideh, according to their own impression of Hilchas Nideh, but they are ignorant, so maybe they might start counting in the Ria Zamyore. So, and the Tfilah, let's say, suppose if she started to see Damyore, and then on the third day she started to see Damode, so she should start counting the 7 days from the Ria of Damode, which they don't know, so maybe she'll go Tfilah 5 days after the Riyas Dam Ode, and the Tfilah is Tfilah. So why does the Mishnah have to resort to the fact that they are ignorant? And maybe they mistake Dam Tore as Dam for Dam Tome. So we take away Shein Yisrael, it's also the Mishnah says that the Chachomi were basic that the Kusi, the Kuseis, should have a din of Nida Marisos. The Israel by the Hanid after the Katmuso, Ligar Shevenisha. Because we learn out from the book Yisere that he made Tanan and Infed Vasiel in Nehod, so is it Tanan be needed. And, but they don't recognize that Allah. So maybe the Chachomim were against a Tumas Nide and the infants. But because they are not Zoya, Mashiach came if she's grown up, so then the Chachamim did not, were not Kezer to Mesnide, because they told the Azoya. But they had the din of Sofik because of the ignorance. You should have that with Katusha, the Gaushan, you should know it more. I will tell you, it's the Nifrish of the Tabla, when the Tabla, when she is Yeshu, now, the Dalloch that is mentioned in this Mishnah is that if they are Nide, Mishka Tachten of the Deo Nide has the same status as the Mishka Velyein, as the Begedelyein of the Nido. Now, the Mishka of the Nido is an Avatar, but the Begedelyein of the Nido is not an Avatar, it's only a Rish. The Begedelyein of the Nido is Av, is of it, is only a Rish. So, Deo Nido is Tome, but a Deo Nido, so the Mishka Tachten of the Be'o Nido has the same status as the Mishka Be'elyein of Izzah. That's a Tumor Kala. Tachten getting before you, more Tachten shall Be'o Nido ke'elyein shall Zav. To Yitame Yaleich when Omash, the Elyein shall Zav, what is the Elyein shall Zav? So Miforesh, Rashba, Shechiyah Hazav, the Chaf Miznayim, the Soich, if you had a scale, so on one pen, so there was his Av, on the other pen of the scale, the Moich and Mashi. So if the Zav, who was on one pen, on one side of the scale, so was Machia, so the Moich and Mashi, that on the other pen, so that's the Mishka Velet. The one here, the Befeli Rabbi Akiva, Korori Hesed, Mashiachriya Azav, because Mesnai, and a Zav is Mitami Tumas Hesed. Now, there is Tumas Maso, and there is Tumas Hesed. Now, sometimes it's very confusing, but strictly speaking, so tumas maso. Now we say tumas maso applies, let's say, to mes, vivere. So there are a number of tumas that are mutamim tumas maso. Masheiniki tumas hese, that only applies to a zob and nime. It doesn't apply, let's say, to nivele. Nivele is not mutamim de hese. I mean, a mes is not mutamim de hese. A mes is mutamim de maso. The mage, the mase, the eyal. So mase is one of the tumas of the mes. Nivele is mitame, and nivlas, the hemo, is mitame the mas. Is mitame the mas. But not the heset. And the mes is not mitame the heset either. Mashen ki mezal, so is mitame not only the maso, but is mitame also the heset. So what is maso? What is tumas maso and what is tumas heset? Nivele is mitame maso. What does it mean? That if an Odom Toya will carry a Nivelo, even though he will not touch it, let's say somebody will put a Nivelo in a box, and then will put the box upon the shoulders of a person. So he doesn't touch the Nivelo. It is placed in a box, and the box is put in the pocket or in the on the shoulders of the person. So that person will become tummy. So what is Tumas maso by definition means? Tumas maso by definition means that the Toya carries the Dova Tumah. So then it becomes Tumah. So if an Odom Toya, heretofore, Odom Toya will be naysay in the Velo, the Tumah, so then he becomes Tumah. What does it mean? Mase. What does it mean? The mess is the time of the mass. Let's say somebody will not touch a piece of the mess, but he'll just try to dissect it, and with an instrument he'll keep on moving it. He will not touch it with his fingers, so it also becomes tumah. Not to masmage, he can touch it, but he will tumas mas. So again, the etzem kiseo of the mess is mitamim tumas maso. So if he toya, another toya moves, and that's what he says, or the mess, he becomes something. So, maso, strictly speaking, tumas maso means that the Toya moves, carries the tongue. But, nivele, what I say, nivele or mess are not becoming the heset. Heset means the other way. Heset means that the tome carries the Toya. So, nivele. Nivele is not mitame. Is not mitame be hesed. Nivele is not mitame be hesed. In other words, suppose you have on a scale. So you have, on one pen you put nivele. On one pen you put nivele. And on the other pen of the scale, you put a kale. So the kale is on the other side, even though as a result of the nivele being on one pen, so the other pen will be moved. So if the kale does not become tamei, because nivele is not becoming the hesed, nivele is becoming the maso. Maso means that the Toya carries the tamei, but if the tamei is carries the Toya, so then that's hesed. So nivele is only becoming the maso. And mes is mitami de mas, it's not mitami de hesed. Masheim ke nizad, zobe, inide, not only are they mitami de mas, but they are mitami de hesed as well. So memele, the Rashbam explains, mishkapeli, of izad, shinichri hazad, vikaf misnayu, yosenich, rubash, shabriya, that's hesed. That's hesed. That is, the zad moved, he was machriya. The yichonu mashki shemikav shmiyo. So he moved. The yichonu mashki. So that's hesed. So why do we have to resort to a special posik? To a special posik? V'chol ha-negiye v'chol ha-shemiyye tachto? That's the posik of hesed. of Hesed. The Hesed, Naftlo, Mashenika, Bayamazav. It's not this, but the English of Zav, Naftlo, Mishmaitim, Choachine, from the Possim, Choanigir, Choachim, Yetach. The Nire, so Tetzer says, that the English of Zav means something else. Haine Beget, Shemikzosin, Avazav, Umikzosin, Nikar, Avorets. The Rabbi Hesed, Elokishamasite, Kud, Kilikoroma, Izeu Magoi, Jeruki Kulei, and the enemy of Zeus. So Tetzer says that the initial Zav means, suppose he had the big beggar, the long beggar, and part of the one end of the beggar is on the head of the Zav, the other end is on the floor. On the floor. So if we didn't have a special Zakosu of the initial Zav, so it wouldn't become Tome because of the fact that the Zav moved. Because when can it become Tome as a result of the Zav moving the Bege if it moves it completely? But if it just moves one end of the Bege and the other end remains intact on the floor, so then the Tumas Hesed doesn't take effect. But as a result of the Tumas, as a result of the Tumas Begedelie, so it becomes Tome. That's stasis. Now the Rash in Kenny, so he says that Tumas Elyei of the Belegerin of the Zav means, if let's say, suppose you have many Godin, one on top of the other, many Godin, and suppose, let's say, many Godin, one on top of the other. So if a person, let's say Shimon will put Ruben will stand still in one position, will not move, and then Shimon will put one beggar on Ruben's head, and then another beggar, 10 godim, 100 godim. So even the uppermost beggar that Shimon will put on Ruben's head will become Tomei Machmas and Yenish of that. And you cannot say Hesed would be if he would, let's say, after Shimon would put, let's say, the Godim on Ruben's head, so he would move the head with his head. So then, by moving the head, he would in effect be massive, the beggar. But suppose Shimon puts Godim one on top of the other on Ruben's head, and Ruben stands like a dummy. He doesn't move. So there is no Hesed. So as far as the Tumas Hesed is concerned, that is deduced from the Posse Hashemid of Mazar, it wouldn't become Tomei. But here we have a special Zazakos of El Vini Shazar, without Hesed, without moving. This is the Rash in the Aleph of Kei, Mishnevi. Alright, anyway, these are the Pshotim of the Vini Shazar. We'll still discuss it. I mean, in connection with the Gemara that from the day some days. Alright. Reb Meir, Teile di Mashma, di Maslis, di Beiskutz, di Nilis, Marisoson, Reasi, ki Rabono, on Elo, ki Reb Meir, di Chayish, di Miute, so di Meile, we are gazing at Tume, and di Beiskutz, di Marisoson, from the cradle. Di Chayish, di Miute, di Sova, di Kusin, di Rebese, ki di Mucha, di Rekshesh, di Rebese, Av Rabono, di Chayish, di Miute, di Nilis, Marisoson. So even though the Rabbanon agree with Reb Meir, because there are two questions that we have to consider. One question is whether we have to be cheshish for Yud or we don't have to be cheshish for Yud. So Reb Meir says cheshish for Yud. The Rabbanon of Reb Meir say we're not cheshish for Yud. Then there is another question: whether Kusim Gerem is saying or Kusim Gerem is saying. So that's a machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi. Reb Meir holds Kusim Gerem is saying. So they are Jews. Now, if they are Jews, so if they see down the door, they should become plates. But if they are going, they are going, so then even if they see them, so they don't become Tomei. Because a Yochitz is not the Tamei down the door. So, with the real down the door. So, Mumele, here we see that this Mishneh calls with Rameya, who says that Who says that Chai Shishim is Mi'ut? Who says that Chai Shishim is Mi'ut? But, so the Mele, we are gazing to Maslid or Marisosom, because it happens very seldom, but it happens that the Nilfen girl will menstruate. It's an aberration, but it happens. And according to the Mele, that Chai Shishim is Mi'ut, so the Mele, we have to be gazing to Maslid. But according to Rabbanon, Lo Chai Shishim is Mi'ut, we do not have to be gazing to Maslid, just because it happens very soon. And according to Rabbi Yitzi, who says, Kusin Yahweh, so again we don't have to be gazing, because even if she mamish was raised down before, she still doesn't become tough. Our Rabbanon Chashim would like to be very soon, but Rabbi Yitzi, Abu Gam the Chashim would be very common, given because of our Kusin Yahweh, he would have no effect, he would have no effect, he would Michel Kusval shall be forgotten, because so it has no effect. VK, so Kusim when it's time to believe it. Kid he believes, kid I come on the common is his soil, the time is evil, the common time is evil. We take all, so in other words, we take all, but with Kusim, Davin, this very so, having it has no more. We can come in the Shabbos Mashma, like a man, the Tonic, and it has no more. So it's much about the morning Shabbos that they have made up the Yitzi, they all agree with the Chazdobo. One of the Chazdobo, the 18 Takonis Xeras, that Zikhim Shabbos Zikhim Silo Gaze, was there, you know, Iskusi, Nidis Maris also. So the question is, that can only be true according to Rameya, who holds on one hand that Kusinger, our emissary, and another and Cheshim Mute. But if we say, not like Rameya, that in Cheshim Mute, or even if we, and if we say like Rabbanon, in Cheshishim, even if we say Cheshim Mute, but if we say like Rameyesi, that Kusinger, so then there is no basis for being Mitame with Kusin Arizoso. So, but that's one of the Chesdobah, and everybody agrees with the Chesdobah. If they come to Shabbos, much like the phone call the Chesdobah, much more than the Chesdobah, they pull out. The Yishlei, now that you have on the Chesdobah, you would a few of the hours saying, Shabbos, Rabbon, or need this man is also. They, because we are in two day, keep each and meet up, we need to go in, Moshe goes to Al-Basin, the Kehov, Al-Basin, the Kehov, So this says that even according to Rabbi Yitzi, that Kusinger MSA, Kusinger Arisa, so they are doing, and the Yochitz is not the time to Vasude, but here there was a special takone that a Kusis, even though they're not Jews, but in order that they shouldn't be Nikno. With the Jews should not be mitzvah with them in order to isolate the Jews from them, to be martyred the Jews from them. So the Chachom is to Masnido Amikusis Basim Echor. In the same way as the Chachom is to Masnido Aminochis. But in respect to Inochis, the Chachom is to Aminochis Basim Shalom Echor, if he's 3 years old. But because Kim Shon Yachos will also appear in order to prevent any relations with Nochis. But a Nochis that is less than 3 years old, the Chachamim will not gaze there to Masnido. Masha'im came with Gabi Kusis, even so the Chachamim will gaze there to Masnido even if she is less than Kim Shon Yachos. Why should the Chachamim be more machmir? Why should the Chachamim be more machmir and Kusiyis, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Kusin Yahweh is saying, then are real Nochiyis? So that Tzotetzis is the Kash at the end, and then Tzotetzis says at the end, because they consider themselves as Jews, and Al-Pidim, they're not Jews. So because of that, they involve the greater danger than real Nochiyis. So maybe in respect to the real Nochiyis, so she's only Chachamim Mogeza to Mesnido only after Gimushon Mimech. But if it's here, Enoch is resting in Shemirachot, not Mashiach, King, Rigabi, Kusim, since they consider themselves the Jews, so the Chachomim will give it to us neither, even unless 10 Jews Shemirachot. All right. Vintage. אם כן המיימרית לקראת מיה, ומשמחה יש לנותה, ולאית מתיקור העומד, ומשתגוע, ומשתגוע, דרמי ענם מליסותיים ומתנוע, ומפרדה ומהי, כנוס את כל הסרמיה ונוממה, כאילו שהוא איתם ובה, ויש לאית מה, משום דאוקו, כוח מסליס ולס לא איתם ומתנוע, אלו משום שהשכריע, כי דקטון הוא מפשיין שוויץ על כל דם ודם, שיין שוויץ על כל דם ודם, והוא יום הרגייסי, So the Mishnah says that the reason is why a grown-up kusis is nitani to masnide because they are ignorant. But if not for the time of ignorance, they wouldn't be nitani to masnide. If the time of the Mishnah, Hameya, here, had agreed with this with this sakone that we should give the Tumasnido and the kusis, so why does he have to resort to the town? Because they are ignorant without recourse to the town of Yeshua's Al-Kodam Midam. So they should be told to us. So we see that the town of this Mishnah Rabbeya, he does not agree with the Xayah of Thomas Mido and Mahmas Timua. So why? Because of the possibility, maybe the Mamesh Soda. Bogo rabbeinze maizit in buddhi binu o kino limo, aber dann mit einem rabbeinze in shi binua, kutzra gobe raie, vishriachu, shereche se in di kapuso, di ilavoche, kechuche utrume lu mikza behem nius. So, now rabbeinze mentioned maizit in buddhi binu o kino limo, and that Rabbeinze mentions as a highest why a kusis should be mitamei to masnido, but according to Rabbeinze, the reason why a mitamei is because of the mua. It's the mua. So maybe it shouldn't make a difference whether there is a possibility for an infant to see the amido. So Jesus says, if the mitzias have been that an infant never sees the Amido, then Rabbi Yitzi couldn't be gazer to Masnido, Mach Masnido. What's the pshat now? I mentioned many times. I mean, that's a very basic issue. Because all Takonis Chachomim, generally Takonis Chachomim, have two times. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. How do we see that? We see that from things at the end of the first grade. The Gemara says, there are three alochas that are hilches and leitaim. Three alochas. So one of the three alochas that is hilches and leitaim is Manishlosh. Three alochas. So Tetzvah says, Manishlosh also has a town. Why would the Chachomim gaze here? Misaki, a takon of Manishlosh, in other words, if the mouth, in the presence, let's say, Shimon, borrowed $1,000 from Ruben. And Ruben wants to transfer this $1,000 indebtedness that Shimon owes him, Ruben. He wants to transfer it to Levi. So if Ruben, Shimon, and Levi are standing in the same room, so Ruben, if Ruben says to Shimon, the $1,000 you borrowed from me, you owe me. Instead of paying me, you pay Levi. So Levi acquires title to this indebtedness, to this obligation, to this milk. Or, because, let's say, Ruben deposited, let's say, a golden watch with Shimon. And then Ruben wants to give it away to Levi. So if Ruben, Shimon, and Levi, the Mavki, the Mavki, the Mikabe, are in the same room, if Ruben says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, you give it to Levi, the Levi acquires title. So they reveal the Levi copy. That's my resolution. So it has a time. What is the time? In order to make business transactions more convenient, If there wouldn't be a king and if there wouldn't be any possibility of transferring talent and economy to a new way, so then business would be substantially handicapped. So in order to make it easier for people to transact business, the Chachomim were misaking the king of Maimshloshtim. So it takes a time. So why does Gemara say that Maimshloshtim does not have a time? So because there's no time how it is affected. So in other words, we see that generally speaking, the Takores Chazal have two rationales, two times. One time is why? What's the purpose of being Misaki? The other time is how is it affected? How is it affected? So for example, Dvar Teiro Mois case, and Chachomim of Misaki, because of Shalim Unif's Kufuchitacho Bawiye, that Mishicha is came, not Mois. Not Mois. Now what does it mean? Dvar Teiro Mois case. If Shimon bought, let's say, from Reuven, a bushel of wheat, and the bushel of wheat remained in Reuven's storage, in the Amir. But Shimon paid, let's say, for the bushel of wheat $100. So Shimon acquires that Homisake? No. That if he just paid and he didn't take possession, he didn't make Mishiche, then Shimon doesn't acquire time. Why would Chachomim misake that Mois, with Mois alone, he doesn't acquire time only if he makes Mishiche? Because if Shimon would acquire full title with Mois alone, then, so there might be a situation, suppose there is a fire in Reuven's building, and Shimon acquired title, and Reuven wouldn't bother to say that, because it's not his loss, it's Shimon's loss. So why should he bother, why should he maspiach himself to save the bushel of wheat from the fire? So a loss will be sustained by Shimon. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misake, that Mois alone are not Kene, and Mishiche is Kene, in order to induce Reuven, in case of the fire, that he should do everything in his power to save the chilkets that Shimon bought from the fire. So that is the reason as to why the Chachamim were misaki, that Mishiche is came, not Mois. That's the reason as to why. But what is the reason as to the how? How is Mishiche affected? Because if a person makes Mishiche, so that means he has dominion over it. He took possession. There is an exercise of dominion. So Mishiche, we can understand as to how Mishiche is affected. So Takones generally have two times. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. So there are three Takones that are exceptions. They only have the time as to the why. But how is it affected? Just because Reuven says to Shimon, the $1,000 debt that you owe me, you pay to Levi. So Levi acquires title in the debt. How? How is it affected? Just by the mere fire. That's something that cannot be conceived with God. How it is affected. But generally speaking, so Takones Chazal, and it appears even Xavier's Chazal, so I have two times. One time is the why, and one time is to the how. One time is to the why, and one time is to the how. So we may lay general. So that's what Jesus says. According to Rabbi Yitzi, the reason is why he pushes. Is Mitami Tumas Nidon Aris Hosom from the cradle? Because in order to prevent Timua, in order to prevent an intermingling, a communing with the Kusi, an intermarriage with the Kusi. So that is a very good time, as to from the point of view of the why. But the how, that doesn't explain the how, it looks strange. In other words, the Chachamim HaMisakim, that a 1 year old kusi is tomei as an idol. But if the tefillin be passing for a 1 year old girl to menstruate, so then there wouldn't be any good reason as to that. How can the Chachamim be Misakim? So the case mentioned, in view of the fact that it does happen that a 1 year old girl should menstruate, so it's not the whole bullet. So that explains the how. But why is because of the alright. We did the Hamayah Mikhaish Mutan Kosala Musiel say, you cannot be this man is also not there, you will man who you has gone. So Tesis in the Kasher assume that according to Rameyah, that Cheshish Lemiute, so Midraisi we are Cheshish Lemiute, Midraisi. So the question is, Mimeire, so it wasn't necessary to resort to a new Takone. It's Mimeire, it's making the Raisi of Homer. And, but, Rabbanan say, in Cheshish Lemiute, so it's not a Sveke the Raisi. It's a bad idea. Mashiki, that may have that we are taking with it, so it should have a deal of his making. And so the Natera is, so it's Natera. You won't mind with an obligation, not with Stoner Rasu Yad. Achara, you go to Regech, in Kinik, Marcheska Shore Rasu. Smeik Ruben Yehose, the Hazoke Shore Rasu. Abraham of the Chote, Mute the Mute, will we meet them in the Raise, Elo in the Rabon, will we go to our way in the Chesdopo? So anyway, it is a shitty is that if there is a mute, that is not supported by the Chazoke, so then and if the mute is not opposed by the Chazoke, so then according to the mayor we are finished with the answer. But in this case, even though it's possible that a girl passing that should see that needle, but the moment she's born, she's not born with a needle. So the moment she's born, so she's born as a tail. So the male, this choshet for the mute is opposed by the chazoke, because she has a chazoke in the glory of not being a needle. So the male, that means that we have Smeich Rube, so we have the Rube is coupled with the Chazoke, as against the Mute. So the male, the Mute is considered as a Mute, the Mute. Mute, the Mute, that Rabia is not Rishich. And Rabia is not Rishich, certainly not with Raise, but even with Rabono, Rabia is not Rishich. That's what Limore says, in gifting that base on the base. That even Rabbeya is Cheshish Lemiute, so only Mute, but Mute to Mute, so Rabbeya is not Cheshish, not even Rabbono, but Rigabei, Kusiyeis, there is a special Takon, one of the Yitchezot. The Abraham of the Mute, and the Amirais, and the Rabbono, he goes on the Yitchezot. Vite, Urabiri, Sinter Saori, say, Amai goes on the Kusi, and the Amirazor, so Basin Chodin goes on, and the Mutual Yitchezot, and the Amirazor. That's why I mentioned for Yeshua Yad, you know, because seeing that it's just Mitzvah with the Yisrael tonight, because our way, man, is also, they say, believe me, man, I will need a hobby, man, to give it to me, because our way, I will have a hoodie, so it be, right. So Rameya says that Kot Nuktano is going to be Abni. Why not? Because maybe when they grow older, they become older, they'll turn out to be so Yisrael Yad, so it will be retroactively determined that the B.A. was a Nisakores, that the Yidin was a Nisakores, a Nisarish Dibaut, a Nisarish Esach, showing the Mokin Mitzvah. So this is the Kashi, the Ritela, the Siyabim, Moreshah. Die meinen, dass sie alle mit Joch auf Teuerz gehen, mit Namen von Schen Jutsu, alle mit Soisei und mit Teuerz, mit Schubahabe zu Reserve. So hier, what kind of Schotsch is the Monesha? If she doesn't turn out to be an Ironess, so then there is no problem. So it's a good deal. And if she does turn out to be an Ironess, if the Yvonne does turn out to be an Ironess, so that means that the Christian that deceased brother made in her was Yishitoyes. Yishitoyes. So the lady, she's not an Yishisach. She's not an Yishisach. So what kind of Nabeel is that? Sometimes we're dealing
with the case when Rav Meir said that the Ktane cannot be Nisyabe. That's in the case where the Yivome, at the time of the Kedushin by the deceased brother, so he said, when he was Mekadosh, even if you turn out to be an Ironess, I still want you as a wife. I still want to be Mekadosh. So Meile, in case she does turn out to be an Ironess, it's not a Kedushitoyes. But, so according to Rav Yehudah, in the case where the deceased brother did not stipulate that he is Mekabel upon himself, and he wants the Kedushin to be halved, even if she turns out later on to be an Ironess, so in such a case, a Ketanah can be Nisyab, according to Rav Yehudah. However, the thesis in Yevomes, at base of the base, mentions another Teretz, the name of Rabbi Avraham Mevergune. And Rabbi Avraham Mevergune, he gives another Teretz, and he says that when we say that by Ironess, so the Kedushin is Toes, only if the Baal and the Kaddish, upon finding out she's an Ironess, so he says, I don't want her as a wife. But suppose the husband, when he finds out that his wife is an Ironess, so he says, I don't care, I want her as a wife anyway. So we do not say, well, let him make new Kedushin. He wants her as a wife, let him make new Kedushin. So then we say that the Kedushin is valid in affair. In other words, so we see that there are two kinds of Mekachtoyes. I want to discuss this, Mekachtoyes. I discussed it. That there are two kinds of Mekachtoyes. There is one kind of Mekachtoyes that makes the whole Kinyan null and void. Null and void, ab initio, at the very outset, as if nothing had happened. And there is another kind of Mekachtoyes that doesn't make the Kinyan null and void ab initio as if nothing had happened. In other words, there is another kind of Mekachtoyes that gives the Baldomo the right to disaffirm the Kinyan. And if it disaffirms, so then it becomes retroactively invalidated. But if he doesn't disaffirm, not. So we have two kinds of Mekachtoyes. In other words, so Ironess is that kind of Mekachtoyes according to Rabbi Avraham. According to Rabbi Tam, so Ironess is the type of Mekachtoyes that invalidates the Kinyan ab initio. And even in the Baal, you say, well, I don't care. I want her as my wife. Anyway, so it's still Mekachtoyes. And the Kedushin is bottled. He wants her as a wife, so if he wants, he can make new Kedushin. No one will stop him from making new Kedushin. But by saying, I want her as wife anyway, so that does not maintain the Kedushin with Mafreya as well. So Ironess is that kind of Mekachtoyes that invalidates the Kinyan ab initio. Mashiach in a contra ab Avraham. So it is not that kind of Mekachtoyes. Why? Because there are certain men who will decide to marry a certain woman if they are interested in a certain woman. Even if they would find out that she's an Ironess, they still would decide to marry. There are certain men. So it don't depend. evil upon finding out that she's an Islandess. He says, I never would have married her, and I don't want to be married to her had I known that she's an Islandess. So then it becomes an affair. But if upon finding out she's an Islandess, he says, well, I want her as my wife. And even if I had known at the very outset she's an Islandess, I still would have married her. So then it doesn't become but an affair. It's a remarkable concept. But we see that there is such a kind of metaphrase. For example, in regard to a lawyer. In regard to a lawyer. So we know, Pochas Mishtus is the Chilek. Shtus is Kono Marzal Inoy. And Yesa Mishtus is Bitul Mekah. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. There is a Machlekes Hashem. I think that there is a Machlekes between Baramoyer and the Rambam. So, the Assam Hashem is saying that if the deception, the Inoy, was more than a sixth of the price, so then it's the Mekah is but Labinishia. And even if, let's say, the Rikeach, when he finds out that he was deceived by more than a sixth, so he says, well, I don't care. I want this article anyway. And even though I was deceived by more than a sixth, I liked that article so much, I want it to be kind. But he wants the Mekah, so then they let him buy it anew. But it invalidates the Mekah. However, the Arishayim, I think the Ramoyah, that the Halacha of Yisam Mishtus is Bokul Mekah only implies that the deceived party, let's say the Rikeach, finds out that he paid the $10. He paid $10 for a certain chifetz, for a jacket, and the price was only $6. So that Rikeach has a right to invalidate the Mekah. And Rikeach says, I want the Mekah to be bottled, so it becomes bottled. But suppose Rikeach says, all right, so he deceived me, but I want the Mekah to be kaim anyway, so then it's not bottled. According to some machine. So we do have, I mention that as an example, according to the of Mekach Toyes, that does not invalidate the Mekach, the Kiyan, ab initio, as if nothing would happen. But it's a Mekach Toyes in the sense in the Baldovo, the king decides to invalidate it, then it becomes invalidated retroactively. But if the Kene decides nothing validated, that then it's not the Mekaphtoes. So that's the Shite of Rabbi Avraham, and Rabbi Avraham mentions that as it carries some discussion. In the moment that we are making. Vintena, who we call Namai Hashima Chalim to Souls, the new decay is a key fair. Fish a mash in the after the show Simone. The Mabi Robo, the command of awesome love is always achieved because Simone is always. The issue in mouth, now is a decay, achieved God will be shown. But while it's an infant, so then that test is not effective. The new okay minimum, whom should show us all. Now, on this we already learned from this, the thesis and the Indian, and that Indian we learned last time. Alright, now the more. So we left off. My issue of issue. Because the more I said before, Yochad Yidon Ame, Ananda Shimon Yisho, Beisho, Bechichazim Mikveselu, only God Rabba. In the way Dao Shimon Yisho, Beisho, Bechichazim Mikveselu, God Rabba, who is the more Kashi, my Yisho Yisho. And ye, Yisho, 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 Tinei Kei Pasimecho, Yisho, Yisho, Tamurim Avei Yisho. Vayit Chotesro, prosecutors. The Yisho, Vei Yisho, with a vote. Kisi ezovo, dom di ezeivo, vi pso, shivas yomim tiye vini doso, vi cholanugi abo yikma adore. So actually, on the surface it appears that the bow of Achibu is superfluous. Why did Torah have to say? The Torah starts discussing the new aloha. So Torah could have said, Yisho kisi ezovo, what is veisho, end the human, why end? So the bow and that superficially appears to be superfluous. So we dash, we use them. Tanya, Isha, anyway, Isha. So, anyway, Isha, Kinikil Vasimechod, we need a minai, Talmud Leina, Veisha. So from the book we deduce that Kinikil Vasimechod, if she has died, so she becomes snake. I'll make him out of the poor, Vasimach of Marbe. So we see that from Ivok, he said, we are Marbe, even the youngest. What is the youngest? Vasimach. So, the Remin, Isho, 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 Isho. Later, Basim Shalom Yahoo will be in Nai, Talmud Leima, Veisho. Veisho. Then there is another passage. That's Vayikotes Rov, prosecutress. This passage that was mentioned before is prosecutress. But then, prosecutress, the previous passage. So the Torah says, ואישו אשר ישכף איש אוי סו שכבה זורה וירוח עצוב המים ותאו עד אורם. So the אישו who was נשכבו שכבה זרה, she's also playing here. Also the Torah says ואישו, and again the verb in positive chres is apparently superfluous. אז ישכף איש איסו. So that if someone is born of Antimachus, of Gimushan Mechot, so is he also Neor. Also Neor. So soldi, soldi, soldi. We only learn out from that, was gibt schon in Echo. So, 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 there seems to be a steer. From the Drosche in positive tests, it seems that the Vopi Seyre is Marbe, even if he makes Basina. Drosche in positive tests, it seems that from the Vopi Seyre, we are Marbe, not in Ekes Basina. But in Ekes, Basina Shemina. So, on my own way, Hilkasemin. Was mich nur abon nachher. Abon nachher. So, hey, Kro, wer ihr es? Ihr hier, was ihr mehr von ihr es? Was schon ihr schon mehr von Kro? So, how can we deduce from the Bobby Sayre in Possig's praise, was schon ihr mehr von? After all, the Possig certainly doesn't specify, doesn't spell out, you know, Kostomexi, Elo Bas Yushan Mechot Hilches, Bas Mechot Kro. So Minastam, so if there is a Bobby Seyre, we should be used, we should be Marbe, even in Mechot. But, and that's the reason as to why in Posi, Yutes, we are Marbe, Tinkes, Bas Mechot, that is becoming to Messina. But, the reason is why we say in regard to prosecute Ches the Dakti Batushin Echot, that's our formation. So, Batushin Echot Hilkes, Bas Yenechot Ko, Umacha the Hilkes, so Umacha, so since there is a local mission in Sina, that Batskimuchon Yenechot, so Dios of Die, so why did the Torah have to mention the extra go? So we know it, it's out of local missions now. So what is the purpose of the extra goal in positive press when the Torah says, why did the Torah have to say in vain when the Torah says Nisho? As far as Moshe Yahweh is concerned, so we know that it's out of local missions now. Why did the Torah have to mention the word we say in positive press? In positive press. So, it Bachar Hill as a column, remute Ishmael. Ishmael. So, what does it mean according to Rashi and Tensi Sondreshi? Now, we are dealing here with the posik that discusses the case of Sheikh Bazar. The Isha Asha Ishka Ish Oiso Sheikh Baz Sheikh Bazar Virochatsu Vamayu Vitom Ador Vitom Ador. In other words, so when is it are they Tomek? I mean, the man is Tomek and the woman that with whom you were sheikhed is tomei mitzat tuma sheikh vazera. That's only asher nishkaf isho iso sheikh vazera. But suppose, I mean, that can happen if a person is sick. Suppose the sheikh vazera is blood, the sheikh vazera itself is blood. It can happen in the case of a rare sickness. Suppose the Sheikh Vazera itself is bloody, so then it's not the Tamil. In other words, only a Sheikh Vazera of flavor is in Tamil, but the Sheikh Vazera of dam, of Odeh, is not the Tamil. Now that can happen. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the whole Rashi. The whole Rashi. The Isha Kisiyah Zorro, the Nuna Mishtoi Kod, Yassim Shigashyom Kiyah Benidosov. ולמין האישה ואישה שאישקה פישה איזה שחזרה ופי אשר איתם על ביסוד ומזר סקוס ותכסים איתו because the Torah says ויתום הוא הדואר ויתום הוא הדואר ויתום הוא ולא אם מישהו ניגעת בשחזרה הוא שערימה בביזה סטורם הוא ואין אם איתם תראו את זה, מילי ובסילחו ומלבי את בסגימו דבורים, בסגימו, דבורים, מלבי את בסגימו, דבורים, הלו, הלו, חמיש מסיני, כפורש ועוז, תכון מן היוס, היא קרואה יוס, חצי כלום מלבי כוח, אבל מן היו משתמה, היא מן היו משתמה מכוח, ולא יוס, כזה לי, מן היו סתייך יוס. קרוס תומק סיפקים לבוק מריבוי עושה, כל שהוא איש או משהו, בסילחו, אבל בסגימו למשהו מיטבי מבסבי, זה אלו בסגימו ולנביא אהיו כסד, מכרו ומשתמת, רבון אסמכת באו מאסמכו, ובסימך ומנים במשתם המכרו, ומאחד ביה בסגימה לא חומש בסיני, ומכרו ומשתם, so the Bobby say right, in positive case, is completely superfluous. He can call the Bobby say right. So we mute ishne. In other words, he on positive threats, the Torah tells us, Tumah Sheikh Vazara, and Tumah Sheikh Vazara is Mitamel, the man, who is made to Sheikh Vazara, and is Mitamel, the woman, upon whom, with whom Moshe Chari. So that's only if it's Sheikh Vazara of Levi. But if the Sheikh Vazara is bloody, then it's not Mitamel. The Mutin is made, the apple can't be called Abbey, the Myra, so Rashi was bothered. After all, we are dealing with the verb in positive press. Now, the positive press does not deal with Dam, it deals with Shechazera. So how can we be mild in Shneide? So, apple can't be called Abbey, the Myra, or call Korkin, because he says to him, Lidroshos. ומאשי יש לו חולית ראיש דובר הקורך מיניין פרייש ועוד איש עוד מי יובי דובר עומו דהי נהידה ואיש תומי בדובר עומו ואיש עוד ויקש יהבו ממליך דבר דרושה גם אין נהידה שאני this דרושה לימות איש נהידה would make sense would be very compatible with the other person with prosecutors when the Torah says ואיש עוד כסי יזום גם יהיה זהירו לבשורו, שבע סיומים כלי אלים ולוסו, וכל המגיע בו נקמה ואורף, so there is anxious, that if a woman has an issue of that, so then she is male, so then it would be compatible with the context of the passage that we mute initiate only the he has done the issue of done is mitame an issue, but the issue of dam is not mitame imen. But here the Gemara mentions this proshe, linute ishneive, in connection with positive ches. Positive ches doesn't discuss the issue of dam. Positive ches discusses the issue of leiven. That's Rashi's Rashi. Vi kashi habu yudich tavlal droshe gabinide enochanan. Gabinide nami koachim exit. Dashnu mikamu noch. There is a proshe that we do teish. So, the gerachexi, the rashino lekamo. It's, velokol omri, we do teish mei. So there is another proshe. Ki rashino lekamo, umiuta bayetz, ki likomo lekamo. Hahudi gabinide, we do teish, midamamesh, sheidam alitim piyamo, מטעמי ויזיבה והי למותי שכבה זרע עודי so היי במאי ואשתו יבי ואי במאי ואשתו יבי so אם אנחנו נאמר so there are two גזירס הקוסופס one גזירס הקוסופ is one גזירס הקוסופ is that למותי איש אידה so that is mentioned in the posse that deals with living למותי איש מדם ממש שמדם היצא מפיועמו מטעמי בזיבה now what is it in the man? it's a certain sickness in other words, I mean you'll find in all the books that Izar is a man who is afflicted with gonorrhea that's a venereal disease now it is true that the person who is afflicted with gonorrhea is Izar but that does not mean that every Izar is a person who is afflicted with gonorrhea So, I mean, Zive is one of the symptoms of this disease, but it might be due to something else. So, Zive means that if if a person without any intention will treat a discharge, so that is considered desire. That's considered zik. Now, suppose the person will drift the same kind of discharge, but instead of being white the way the zivah looks, so it will be bloody. So then he will not become affected with tumazim. So that we learn out from the posik that is mentioned in connect from the book Yisere that is mentioned in the posik of dealing with needle. So they were in my head, what the Gemara says, so we would take ish needle. In other words, that if a man, instead of discharge dripping and a laden discharge will drip a bloody discharge, he will not become tummy. He will not become affected with tumazah. Will not become affected with tumazah. But this posik of that what he said that is mentioned in posik Yitres, now posik Yitres deals with Shechvazera, so that word is Nemayed, Ishmeidem, not Ishmeidem, a discharge. In other words, a discharge that drips without any tithes. But this posik of Nemute Ishmeidem has reference to a Shechvazera that is blood. In other words, if the discharge takes place the way in Shevazera takes place as a result of a tithing, but instead of discharging an issue that is local, so to discharge a bloody discharge, so then it's not mutame tuma Shevazera. Now all these things can happen that the person will drip blood from his own. That can happen. So this is what Rashi says. Umiu tabayu tzirich, nikom lekam, hahu digabi nidya limude yish nidamamish, shindam ayetzin piu amo mitami vizivi. Only if the discharge that drips mi piu amo is leven, not if it's blood. But then, hayu ma yishtoy mei, in other words, if it's a real shechvazera, except that it's blood, it's red. So of course that is due to a certain sickness, but that kind of a shechvazera is not coming to a shechvazera. All right. Now then we more proceed. Go the time. Ish oil yel ish. Was für die Omen Sieber benahmen, Talmud Reima Reisho. So, that is Mitame. So, Reima Mide, why do we need a special posik? Since Basilecho, Vodi Talmisho, Reim Zobo, Reisho, Kiyosim, Zeyi Domo, Yomim Rabi. That's why we call this word posikotei. We shall be also say dom, yom rabbi, we will ask nidoso. Oi, kiso, sufa, nidoso, kobi, me, say, dumoso, ki, me, nidoso, tie, meyohi. So again, there is a word we say, right? We shall, so we learn out from that, that even a delay case who is only 10 days old, and that is the minimum age, has to be 10, at least 10 days. Otherwise, we can't visualize Isabidele, because what, by definition, what is Isabidele? When a woman starts menstruating, so then, the first 7 days, now the first time she menstruates. So that's Damnidus, it's not Damzokos. So, and then in Dam that she keeps on seeing, let's say, she starts seeing initially, on a Sunday. So then, and she sees God on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So I mean, 7 days. So all this God is considered a muse. But suppose she keeps on living after the 7 day, and the 8 day, and the 9 day, and the 10 day, then the Torah calls the Roy Eis Nidoso. Why is it called the Roy Eis Nidoso? Because it's a very simple thing. In other words, when a woman, it's natural for a woman to menstruate. And every month she menstruates. But some women might menstruate for 3 days, some women might menstruate for 5 days, and some women might menstruate even for 7 days continually. But if a woman will keep on menstruating when she has the period for more than 7 days, then it means there is something abnormal with her. She's sick. She has to see a doctor. So that's why, so it's only normal if she keeps on bleeding for 7 days. But if she keeps on bleeding for more than 7 days, then it's an abnormality. It's not natural. That's why the Torah says, V'isho k'yozu zeh domo yomim rabim, b'loye ishnikoso. So in other words, as a woman starts having the period, so it's damnus. And the dam that she'll keep on seeing for the first 7 days, so that's damnus. But if she keeps on bleeding on the 8th day, so then it's not damnus, then it's damzobus. So the male, so if she sees dam on the 8th day, she becomes a zobetan. With the rice, I'm talking only the din the rice. So she becomes his obitanet, so she has to be, she marries the yinkin again. Suppose she sees dam on the 8th day, and on the 9th day she's still a she marries the yinkin again. She only has to count one extra day, one extra clean day. But suppose she sees dam on the 8th day, on the 9th day, and on the 10th day, then she becomes his obitele, and then she has to count 7 clean days. Because on the higher level, so a nida doesn't have to count clean days, even if she keeps on bleeding 7 days straight without a stop. But before Shkia, of the 7th day, she stops bleeding, so with the rice she can be tigalas and she'll be tail. I mean the rice. But so a nida has to count 7 days, not up to 3 days, it can be unclean days. Mashinkin is of a day where has to count 7 clean days. So here, when the Torah says, "V'isha ki Yosef zeidomo yom rabbi b'leis nidoso, o yichizoso falidoso, kol mimizik temoso kinei nidoso, tiet meyohi." So that means, and we learn out, we deduce from the extra vow, even at in a case. So what does it mean at in a case? Not at in a case basimechot. At in a case basimechot couldn't possibly become his own tailor. Because in order to become his own tailor, first she must become a midish. And then, if she sees down on the 8th day, and on the 9th day, and on the 10th day, so then she becomes a Zobidele. So, what? No woman could become a Zobidele without becoming a Nida Rose in order to start the cycle of Yeminidus Yemizidus. So, Mele, the earliest for Etinakis to become affected with Tumazive, to become a Zobidele, is 10 days. So, we deduce from the extra verb. In other words, from the book we say that the Nakes pass Yudye. Oh. What the time Yisha, you know, Yisha pass Yudye, the nine family of Yisha, Lomo, the Wigma Benite, Tzrich, the Kotel Achmore Benita, but the Mishu Chazoy Chadi, the Boy of Yisem Zayit. Avuzo, but the Chazoy Chadi, the Mishu Narasim, the Kinegi, the Sagro, the Lord, Tzrich, the Rich, the Rachmore, the Zove, when the Torah mentioned the Bokhi Seire in the Posik Hotei in connection with the Zobedele. So once we know that the Tinekes, who is 10 days old, can become Zobedele, so mainly we can understand that the Tinekes Basimechot can become Inide, because if the Tinekes Basimechot would be able to become Inide, how could the Tinekes Basiudyomi become a Zobedele? The Lichter Rachmanin is over the way of Nidah, and the Dame is over the way of Nidah, Enoch Anam. So in other words, we don't need a special posik in Bokhi Seire that a leader passing method, that a teenager passing method, if she sees that needles, becomes a leader. We don't need a posse, because that we can learn out from the posse chope that is mentioned in connection with Amidea. The local Amarim, so the question is, what is the purpose of the body seire, of the body seire in prosecutors? The issue of the sea logo, don't be a zebra of the psalm, she was young and tear in Gosso, the Hongea Bolivar. What's the purpose of this? Of this body seire? The local Amarim, remute Ishne. In other words, that if the issue, now there is a tumazive by men, how does it come out? It drips from the oil, it drips, unconsciously. So only if it drips later, but if it drips, okay, blood, even though it's done the same way as the zive takes place, as the discharge of zive takes place. And the only difference is, instead of the discharge being white, so the discharge is red, is blood. Of course, that's due to a certain sickness. He doesn't become afflicted with a tumazim. The call mutation. So we already mentioned it. We already were married. So this is what the Gemara says. But when the real had mutem shich vazer ode in mira shich vazer ode. Alright. Then the Gemara says, v'chem in yischor. So there do we also have what he says. V'chem is on time. Ish ish matam ube ima ish ish. The Rabbi is still going back on to the time of his ibe. Dira Rabbi Yehude. Rabbi Yishmoy of Meish. Rabbi Yechem Ebrei Kei Rabbi Yitzori. Hareinu izokho in Keivo. Mizokho kol shu uzokho. Bein shu godo bein shu kot. We came a coach, we came a Mendeo Mictano, in Kimatam Gunnarin Shi, Timotel Koshne Odo. So we are Marbe Ishi. Possibly this war, I mean, Pirik this war, possibly this. Dabo of the Israel of Abnoi, Ish Ish Kiri Ezov Mitzere, Zeyri Tomeu. Tomeu. Ish Ish, twice Ish, the Rabbi is Tinik Mei Mechot, Chiu Mitame Vizim. Dibu Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Shmoy of Mech Rabbi Yechem Ibrei Kei Meir, Eri Tzor, Harei Yoei Meir, Lizocha Rol Mikei, Lizocha Kol Chiu Zocha, Ben Chiu Godei O Ben Chiu Kopi, Rolim Keivo Kol Chiu Keivo, Ben Deivo Ben Ktav. So, in other words, we learn it out, we don't have to learn it out from Mishinich, but we can learn it out from Mizocho and Keivo. Now that is... Oh. Zeis Teras Azov, Posik Lamed Beis, and Lamed Gimel. This is a job, Pasha Pitzman and Shevazero with Tomobo, Vadom of Nidos Vazom, and same thing, Lazoko and Kibo, who wish I shall wish up in place. Rizoko Kolchu, Zo. Ben Shu, God of Ben Shu, God, we came a culture and came with the Mikam, think about the Nalishi, the Timosh Niodon. I'll make him out of the crow, Ben Yimechot Mar, the Dreamin. Ish, a real ish. ותשע שנים מאחות מן עין ואיש כיסא יצא ממנו שכבה זרע so there is a פוסק פוסק תזר תלק תזבור פוסק תזר ואיש כיסא יצא ממנו שכבה זרע ורוח הממה יש כל סורי מתום יד אור so here we have the דלוכה of Tumas Kerem so Why did it say beige? The Torah didn't say beige. So, because you're showing me that you're not in Talmud of age. Oh, my God, you have a new mask. 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 So here, we learn out from the passage, that says, Ve'ish, ki seitze yimenu shich vazera, so we learn out that an isha becomes tomei only if she has a discharge of blood. But suppose she'll have a different kind of discharge, and that can happen, that the woman will have a certain kind of a fluid, a white fluid discharge. So then she doesn't become something. Right. What does it mean? I mean, that means, let's say, now, as I mentioned before, people make a mistake. They say Zav is one who is afflicted with gonorrhea. So it's true. Anyone who is afflicted with gonorrhea, so he has a discharge of that rater. But somebody can have a discharge without being afflicted with gonorrhea. Now, just as a man can be afflicted with gonorrhea and he has that kind of discharge, that's a discharge of Zive, so a woman can also be afflicted with gonorrhea and she'll have the same kind of discharge. It will happen to the women, it will be the same kind of fluid. Now, so, if a man has gonorrhea, so his stomach is Zav. Suppose a woman has gonorrhea, she's not in Zobe. Zobe means something else. You see, even though the Torah uses the term Zav in connection with the man, and the term Zobe in connection with the woman, but Zobe in connection with the woman represents something different altogether. Zobe in respect to a woman means a woman who menstruates, who has a menstrual discharge in an abnormal way. Below is the gossip. This is the definition of zibini woman. Zav in zibini man means it's a certain sickness on account of which she has a certain kind of a discharge. And the same discharge can take place in woman too. So, but if a woman will have the discharge, a woman is afflicted with gonorrhea, she's not male. If a man is afflicted with gonorrhea and he has the discharge of zibe, so then he is coming. So this is what the Pasuk tells us. Remove the initial labor. That if a woman will have the same kind of discharge, that a man will make him tomei, but the woman will not become tomei. When does a woman become a zobe? If she has a menstrual discharge, below eight stigosa in the Elizibus. So the term Zav and Zobe represent different phenomena. In a woman, Zibe means a menstrual discharge in the Elizibus. In men, Zibe means a certain kind of discharge that is symptomatic of a certain kind of a disease, whether it's gonorrhea or something else. So that's zivinimet. So this is what the Gemara says means. The Gemara says the mutinishem leiven, that the same discharge that in men makes him into his arm, but in woman it's not become. The mutinishem leiven lomer lirichda. Now, the discharge of Zive can happen in a man because of a shock or because of a sudden overwhelming experience. So the halacha is, if a man would drip from his organ the same kind of fluid because he was overtaken by a certain shock, so then he doesn't become tummy. However, if a woman will have a discharge of that, whether it will be in the news or it will be in the receiver, so it doesn't make any difference what the cause of it. Even if she has a menstrual discharge because of shock, so she's still male. So that's the halacha, that the man is not mitame beis, is not mitame beis, but a kibbo is mitame beis. We should be mitame beis. I was holding mitame beis in the Lord of Israel. Having to show them what they are, she has the order from his home in Marbe, the Ibaka, which is the Azov, which is the Ish, 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 which is Mon apposition is because of Thomas. I will zobe. Now that's the aloha. By Zab. Now what is Zab? Zab means a special kind of discharge. It's a special kind of discharge. So, the Mishnah in Zobe describes, the mare of the discharge. So the aloha is, suppose a man has this one discharge, one rear, so he's only talking to myself, like about carry. Even though carry means one thing, and zive means something else, carry means shechazera, and zive means something else, but if a man has just one discharge of zive, so he becomes affected with the same kind of tumeh about carry. It's tumasera. In other words, one day is something, that's all. He doesn't have to count 7 days. Suppose he has two discharges, whether he has 2 years in 2 days, or he has 2 years in 1 day, then he becomes his art, and he has to count 7 days. But after he's cured, he doesn't have to bring it home. Suppose he has 3 years, then not only does he have to count 7 days, he has to bring the comb as well. So the difference between a Zav Boshteris and the Zav Boginulis consists in comb. A Zav Boshteris has to count Zav Boginulis 7 days, but comb no comb. A Zav Boginulis so has to count, a Zav Boginulis has to count Zav Boginulis. And in addition, he has to bring a cup. Now, the halacha is, the God is out, it doesn't make any difference whether he has 2 years in different days or he has in 1 day. But there is one difference. Even if he has 2 years in 1 day, so he becomes his out, and he has to start counting by the key. But only if it's not continuous. In other words, let's say, he had the discharge of Zive in the morning at 9 o'clock and he stopped. And then at 10 o'clock, he again had another discharge. So he becomes his Avashir. Yes, he has to count Zayniki. But suppose the discharge starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and it continues to drip till Shkir. So then it's considered like one Zive. And he doesn't have to count Zayniki. He only has to, he's only familiar to myself. But suppose the discharge starts, let's say, 5 minutes before Shkia, let's say Shkia at 6 o'clock, and the discharge starts 5 minutes before six, and it continues into 7:30. So in other words, even though there was no pause, it was one continuous discharge, but since it spent 2 days, it covered 2 days, so nearly it's considered like 2 days, and he has to start counting Zayniki. This is what Rashi means. So, the reason is, then Sheroi Gimu Bina, then Sheroi Shoni Shoshiyomu Tsuvim Hamza, Mashiyukin Gabinisho, so if a woman a menstrual phase, let's say in the uterus, and then on the 8th day she again has a menstrual discharge. So she's only in Zolikala. Doesn't have to start counting 19. Suppose she'll have 3 rias on the 8th day, separate rias, she's only in Zolikala. But only if she'll have 3 rias on 3 successive days, on the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, then she becomes a Zolikala. So they should have shown the Yom Yitzhu Mam Zami, I think we can't break it. We're so on Kirwan Kiri Yom and Zoch Yom, the Riyah Yuko Vixi. Mun Akos of Shoreish, we call it Tommy. Abu Zoko, Shoreish, Shoreish, we have his own. So in other words, she does not become his every day. Zoko will become a Venus. This is the Shoreish will not have a sense. Zoko will become a Venus. But I feel okay. Kishore, 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 nicht war so, weil die denn kam, oder? Wir sehen, wie ich also nicht gab, wie ich komme, wir sehen, was. No, no, let's. Das war die Frage. All right, we'll be. Now, so. So, Sunday, you should be prepared and be more up to the mission of ministry. All right.
Tosan, E.R. Hashanah Tavshin, Mem Beis, May 9th, 1982, please.
But I just want to discuss one thing. Here, the Mishnah discusses the status of Kusi. So this Mishnah is called the Manoma of Kusi Jerems. So, maybe they have been of Israeli women, but they are not Zodiac Mitzvahs, and they don't believe in the Torah Shabbat. Okay. So, maybe their Shmiah Mitzvahs is mixed up. So because of that, so the Anishni is up and down, so because of that, so the Amitami is up. But their status is the status of Israel, according to the time of this Mishnah, who holds the Pusik Yeremesi. And that's the way we pass. That on the highest level, so Pusik Yeremesi, the Ayin Israel. Now, how about now, the Gemara says, in who? That the male Abam and Rabasek, so goes while in Lewis came to Hobbit Muri. So they have a deal of Hobbit with Hobbit. So what about if a Kusi is today? I mean, we have in Israel, we have the Shomroni. So, and suppose if she is Tamri, Tumas Libre, or she is not Tamri, Tumas Libre. Now, so the book we should say, after all, with the answer we passed in the Kusi Gerenese. So they are Jews, but the Chachomim are Gezer, so it's only with the Rabbanon. So the Chachomim can be Gezer with the Rabbanon with Chumre, but not with Kure. So the Gushes Yisroel is not on the highest level. The Gushes Yisroel is not Boka, so they are Jews. So Mele, if a Kusi is a Nido, so she is becoming with the Raisa. That's what one should say with the Aswar of Shiva. But the Rambam, the Rosh Hamishnah, and our Mishnah, he says the contrary. Oh. Bnei Tzkusi Mides Mavi Zoto, for the Aal Tomim Rabbeis, Shehova, Shehova, the Mishnah, Mehadim Ham Yochodim Bnei Tzkusi, Ki Mishnah Rishenah, ואומנם היום הזה כדי שחובים לכל דבריהם וידוע הוא שניקבים מטרו כפשוטו. So he says, whatever the Mishnah says has no relevance today. Because that was mentioned before the Takone of Osun Kili Chobit Mur. So in Mele, they were the Tami. So because of that, so they are mitam mishkatach kegel yemi yishayim veyali nidex.